I tuned out. I came back when I saw Twitter erupting that we were close to a swing off. First,
swing
let me just,
off? What the hell is that?
Right, what is a swing off?
Like penalty kicks in soccer?
A swing off
is shootout in hockey?
Close. I thought a swing off when I read it was basically me wearing the pineapple shirts last week, but apparently not. So, look, today Major League Baseball accomplished something that they should set out to accomplish on the day after the All-Star break. Have people talking about them.
Ah, interesting.
So my early takeaway from last night is a win for Major League Baseball.
Right.
Because that is a sport that doesn't do enough to garner national attention and national recognition unless it's somebody getting popped for PEDs or a gambling scandal or something. And we love baseball here in New York, but, you know, let's just, from a national point of view, it's not football, it's not the NBA.
People don't want to pay attention.
Exactly.
Unless it's their local team.
And anywhere you turn last night is some good, some bad, but overall reaction to an exhibition event, which we credited hockey for with the Four Nations, much different apples to oranges. People are talking baseball today. So early thing I would say is last night, a win for baseball. Now, truth be told, why was it a win other than people talking about it? Well, it was a win because they had something kooky happen at the end of a game that now left people wondering and interesting on, you know, what the future of that may be. Let me just say this.
It's never coming to Major League Baseball. It's just going to be an all-star thing. There's no way that'll ever happen in a regular season game at all. I know it shortens games. It's actually fun. It's quick. Get it over with. Let's go perform on the moment. But that is never going to happen in a regular season game. And you know why?
Why?
Because history is too important to baseball geeks. Evan Roberts would come home if he heard that this was going to be part of Major League Baseball going forward. There is no way that baseball purist, and there are a lot of them,
I'm a loser,
still would ever sign up to have games finished or decided by swing-offs. Swing-offs! What are we talking about? It's cool for an all-star game, but for a regular, no chance. No chance.
That's your take?
That is my take.
I didn't know that was going to be Tiki's take.
I was going to say? This is awesome because I'm a soccer guy. I actually like shootouts.
I really thought, I have a little rundown here, and I kind of preface you by saying, hey, we're going to talk about this. I didn't give you my opinion. You give me yours. I'm already ripping up the rundown, dude. I completely disagree with you
here.
All right, so here's the thing.
Oh, come on, John.
Last night was a win for Major League Baseball because people are talking about this.
100%. I agree with that.
But I actually found it to be an overall loss. If truth be told, I don't want to be the wet blanket. I thought the game sucked. At 2-0. In the sixth inning, it was 10 o'clock. I turned to my wife and I said, look, Judge is out of the game.
Right.
Peterson has pitched. Rodon has pitched.
Half these guys left the stadium.
Which is part of why
I'm
going to be
talking about.
I was done with it.
Yes.
Then, you know, I'm watching the show with my wife. I look back and I'm like, oh, game got interesting. Then, you know, I'm doing what I do, right? I check Twitter and I see Jason Stark utter this sentence on Twitter. If Edwin Diaz blows this save, we will go immediately to a swing off. And I said, what the hell is that? Excuse me?
I had not heard of this.
And that was like Yankee fan and baseball fan, right, like music. Wait, hold on. If Edwin Diaz blows the save, we're going to do something nuts, right? Like I carried everything. So
this
I went,
is not a
boom.
Troll, Met fans.
No, it's not. But you know what I mean? You read that, you're like, I'm in. So Jazz Chisholm's up. That was the moment I went back to the game. I even missed the Pete Homer live. Jazz gets robbed by an unbelievable play. Obviously, we know that little infield hit. Game gets tied. We go to this swing off. The reason I wasn't infatuated with last night was, like you said, the guys went home. Judge was probably halfway to the Bahamas.
Right, and half the other guys were in street clothes.
In street clothes. Scooble came out in the street clothes. You could see basically half the players in each dugout was left. And Aaron Boone gets up there to announce the three guys that were pre-picked. Don't get me wrong. He
was
named.
It? Was it?
So that was part of it too, Tiki. Apparently, and this goes back. I know Tommy.
What was it like? Who still has a uniform on?
That's going to be.
You still have your jockstrap on? Okay, you can go up.
But that's part of it.
Right.
So they knew the stars that would be left that would be playing late in the game.
Got it.
I watch all these Yankee AL East games. I'm not even kidding. I'm not going to try to act egotistical. When I heard him announce Arenado, I said to myself, I watched the intros. I watched all the games. Who the hell's that?
Right.
That was your third home run hitter. Aaron Boone had this list out, and it was very uninspiring. To the National League's credit, Schwarber's a guy who hits bombs all the time, and we would have had Pete going last, and fine. So the National League guys stick around. But that's why I was a wet blanket about it. I go, all right, I see what baseball's doing. This could be fun. Oh, by the way, the home run derby aspect of it is exactly how the home run derby should have looked the night before.
Right.
We're not timing this out. Right. They're getting three swings.
Something from the All-Star game about what you should do the night before in the home run derby.
Exactly. So I got the appeal. What I didn't expect was the social media explosion, if you're not a social media, bless your heart, mm-hmm. of people going, this is awesome.
See, I didn't see it. Okay. I didn't see the social media discourse around it.
People loved it. Really? And I had kind of tweeted
why? Because it ended it quickly or because
it was just... it was cool and different.
Well, I mean, look, the one cool thing about it is that the pressure of that moment is it's incalculable.
Yes.
Right? Think about how big, especially if you're making it a big deal to you. And clearly Schwarber did because he went up there and he raked like we should have expected him to do. But just think about that moment. You're basically taking batting practice to win a game.
Now, yeah.
It's an exhibition game, but it's still pressure. People are watching.
Of course.
If you go out there and fail in that moment, people will mock you. It won't last. It won't be lasting because it's only an all-star game. But still, people will mock you if you go out there and hit ground balls. You know what I mean? And so
yeah.
It's a big pressure-filled moment, which you don't often see in all-star games.
Bingo. Bingo, it's a pressure-filled moment. And yes, you don't often see it in all-star games. And that's where I sat on the couch last night, and I have to admit, as much as I was a wet blank, I started doing a little more research on it. I'm like, oh. And I sat there and I said, I cringe at the idea that people are going to think this is a hot take because I promise you it's not.
Go ahead.
It's not a matter of whether I want this to happen or won't it happen. I'm here to tell you, this is absolutely coming to the regular season.
Why do you think that?
Okay.
There's no way.
I think so. I think so, right. First of all. Let me lay this out for you. I was going to make a quick joke. There's no way Sauce Gardner's signing a contract extension until half an hour later.
Right.
So here's what happened. When you're in that spot, baseball was happy that it went to a swing-off because the good test balloon is how do the fans react.
Yes.
And for an event that basically didn't have the star power late, fans loved it.
Mm.
People are talking about baseball. If you were to tell us 15, 20 years ago, we would be having runners put on second base in extra innings in Major League Baseball. Purists and everybody alike would have yelled and screamed, what are you talking about? Baseball will never do that.
Are you out
of your mind?
That's a good point. They don't do it for the postseason when the games matter most. But still,
and I'm not
they still do it in the regular season. No, you're right.
I'm not talking about the postseason. Now, people get very, I don't know. What did you say about fans showing up last week and the revenue in baseball and staying in stadiums?
Right, it's a big part. It's a big part of the regular season bottom line for each and every team. You got to have people coming to the stadium.
So if a game is a tight game and you're thinking to yourself, I've already spent 2 hours, 2.5 hours, are you more prone to stay that extra half an hour, 45 minutes knowing, you know what, I might get to see one of these swing-offs. Maybe I'll buy another bucket of popcorn, something like that. It adds intrigue, it adds revenue little by little. Also, I am a hockey fan, okay? And the NHL did the shootout thing years ago, and I remember screaming and yelling that I hated it.
Right.
I have to be honest, as we sit here today, I love it. I absolutely am on the edge of my seat. And for anybody who says, well, games are determined by one or two games in the standings, you can't be doing that, I would say nonsense. You're already putting a runner on second base. It's not real baseball.
Right, it's basically just a hit.
Just
get a hit.
Just get a hit.
And you're artificially getting a run.
And what are rosters built off more than anything? How many calls do we take on the fan about rosters not being built right? It's home run strikeout now.
Okay, so how does this work? So if this should happen in the regular season, you have a swing off and you get three swings and those swings determine whether or not your team wins or not.
Yeah.
Are you now going to the game with 55 home runs? You come out, you got 58?
No, they do not count. Just like goals and scored in a shootout do not count in the NHL towards your goal total.
Is that right?
They don't.
I didn't know that.
That's not part of your goal total. So they won't count in your stats.
Soccer's got it the other way.
Soccer, they count?
They count.
Nope. See, they don't. So I'm going to keep it that way. I don't think we should mess with the statistical analysis at all.
Right.
I also don't think you go right there after the ninth inning. Okay? Mm. Play two innings of baseball. So I'm not looking to jump right to the swing off. But we can't play all night. So think about how little this would happen. I'm asking you to play two innings of extra innings with that runner on second. You already have it. If you don't have a winner after 11. So this may only happen... you know, you have to do the math how many times we've gone past the 11th inning in a baseball game. So it's going to be minimal anyway.
Lately, not a lot.
So I'm not asking you to go right down. So I think I've already found a way where...
So you're saying it's probably two or three times in a season.
Right. Now, it could be higher. I'd have to get the exact number. Right. But after 11 innings, we've done two innings. You guys are this highly contested. You get to pick your three batters. So everybody yelled last night that Judge wasn't in it, that Ohtani wasn't in it.
Right.
Guess what? If those teams play a game after 11 innings, those guys are going to be forced to do it because now the game matters in terms of your standings for win-loss record. You're going to see swing-offs with some of the biggest power stars. And maybe you know, that extra bat you keep as a DH, it's a big home run hitter that you're contemplating. Is this guy worth it, the flexibility on the roster? Maybe that guy hangs around on your team all year because that's the guy you want to call on
right.
in that spot. So I could already hear it in Tiki's voice. I brought up a couple points that have swayed him the other way. I would be in favor of it. And it's to me, I don't even think it's a matter of whether we're in favor or not in favor of it. I am telling you, this, after what we saw last night, is coming to the regular season. Everything is a test balloon. The ABS system, we're going to talk about that later on, test balloon.
Right.
Runner on second, the pandemic, all that stuff, test balloon. The swing off last night, Major League Baseball's had this rule for 7 years. They finally got it. And if you don't like it and you don't want it in the regular season, guess what? Your positive reaction that everybody had last night, you're going to be partially to blame. Baseball will be a buzz. In the summertime, you see all these shows that are headlined nationally. Oh, where's LeBron going? Where's this going? You wake up the next morning and there's a baseball game determined with stars swinging it off at a swing-off.
Right.
What is everybody going to talk about nationally? Did you see that swing-off? That was pretty cool. This is coming to Major League Baseball. We just don't know it yet.
Right.
And what we experienced last night.
Interesting.
I think it'd be a good move for baseball.
So prior to the Manfred Man, the average extra inning game was 11.3 innings.
Okay.
And that was about 9% of games went to extra innings, with an average of being 11.3. Since the automatic runner rule, it has the average game has lasted now 10.3 innings.
Right.
And that's about 7% of those games go to extra innings. So
it's
a small percentage.
Very small percentage. And again, if you're going to say, well, how could you determine standings based on that? There's 162 Major League Baseball games.
It's all good until it's your team that gets screwed out of a postseason berth because of the swing off.
Or maybe, Tiki, the Yankees win a division because they actually have home run hitters.
Here's the thing. Now it affects how you're building your team. Now it affects...
Or does it? Because it's not going to happen that often.
Maybe.
There's strategy involved.
There is a lot of strategy involved, but it seems very, non-pure. It feels like it's gimmicky, and it works in an all-star game, but gimmicky in a regular season where purists are going to hate it. I really don't see that this will catch on.
But if you don't count the stats, which you shouldn't, there shouldn't be an argument against purity then, and we've already taken the leap of making it not real baseball in extra innings, and we've accepted it. We screamed and yelled about it, purists did.
Right.
And guess what happens now? We're not spending 5 hours in front of our TV, or the games end, and we've accepted it.
No, they're quick.
They're quick, and there might be a few out there go, I hate this, but they hate it for 3 seconds, they move on with their day, and the game's determined.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get the purists right away, and within 2 years of this happening a couple times, it will be a win for baseball, it will give them buzz, and purists will start to fade out more and more and will become accepting.
I don't know. I didn't even know. I didn't know that this was a rule.
First I didn't
of all.
Either.
They've never tested it, right, in the independent leagues or in the minor. They've never done any of that.
I got a text from somebody who worked in independent leagues, said this was a thing in all-star games they did years ago.
All-star games. Talking about regular season games.
No.
You haven't seen it fully tested, so we don't know what it would be or look like. Look, and I'm sure in an independent league or in the minor leagues, it'd probably be awesome.
It would.
Because you're basically having a home run derby at the end of tie games. Or after whatever, however many innings it goes to.
I don't mean to poo-poo those guys that work their ass off. I love going to Long Island Ducks games. Mm-hmm. They're an independent. But not exactly like big-time thumping home run hitters. So it would probably be a little more boring in that test out.
No, I hear you.
It's the best of the best in Major League Baseball.
You're probably making your way to the league.
Exactly. So that becomes electric. Imagine a Yankee-Red Sox game, and here come Judge and Stanton as part of the swingers, and how we'd be screaming and yelling if they don't get the job done.
Right.
The NHL, it's not like they send three stiffs up there. They usually take their three top goal scorers, depending on who's better on breakaways, and they do it, and we accept it. And you mentioned it, Tiki. I let you say it. The pressure, the entire stadium staring at you. You should take these pitches to hit out of the park.
It's not even like you're getting a 95 mile an hour fastball. You're getting a groove batting practice.
Yeah,
pitch.
Even more pressure. Even more pressure. So, do you believe the swing off is coming to Major League Baseball's regular season?
Way.
Are you in favor of it? 888-808-1019. We will get your calls plus positive Tommy. I have no idea where he lies on this. As well, We'll get to his thoughts. Major League Baseball with a win last night, even if some of us want to throw
before
cold we get to your thoughts at 888-808-1019, the positive one, the power of positivity. Must have been positive last night about the All-Star game after Big Pete hit a home run. Your thoughts, is it coming to the regular season?
It is, but I think that you have
it
to.
Is.
Yeah, but I think you have to be careful with the baseball purist and the integrity of the game. So I would get rid of the runner on second rule. I would not have that in the 10th inning and beyond. Hmm. And I would have to say you got to go at least, I don't know, 12, 13 innings.
No.
Sean, you can't just go immediately.
So it's a give back. So it's a give back. Because a lot of the purists hate the Manfred man. Right?
Exactly.
So get rid of that guy.
Right.
And so if it gets into the 12th inning, so that's now what? 10, 11.
It's three innings.
Two innings. So you get to the third extra inning. Now you're pushing up on 3+ hours?
Well, okay, that's would be my thing. I'm okay with the give back, but it could be no more than two innings. Because I think you start defeating the purpose if you start playing the 12th inning as a regular inning. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I think it's two extra innings.
That's fair. We can negotiate.
Which was the average,
by the way, as I
just mentioned, back in 2019. And I think historically, it's been about 11 innings or so. You get to those three, it's still tied. 12th inning, or not even 12th inning, becomes a swing-off.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think it makes
never happening, by the way.
I think it is. I think it makes the game more fun, more exciting, more talking points, and you're trying to grow the game with the younger audience, which baseball desperately needs to do. And you see it all the time in soccer, hockey,
right.
The NFL. Like, they make all kinds of changes to their overtime rules or extra time or whatever you want to call it. And baseball already did the guy on second. If we would have said 15 years ago there'd be a pitch clock and a guy on second and robot ups, which is definitely coming, you would have said you're nuts. So why is this crazy? And it's fun. And you're only going to see it, what, a handful of times throughout the year?
Exactly, right. I would have never said these words into a microphone if they didn't already do the ghost run. I think they've already basically, you know, pulled down their pants and did a you-know-what on the purists.
Right, and the challenge we saw last night with Edwin Diaz challenging the strike.
Yeah.
The only thing about that...
You like that?
I did, but it made the inning so anticlimactic.
Because of the way it ended.
Because it was the end of the inning.
Right? Yeah.
And he strikes the guy out, and he's like, oh, no, that was a challenge. Challenge it. And then they challenge it. It clips the edge of the edge of the plate. All right, that's the end of the inning. I was like, wait, that was just weird.
It just
feels odd.
Put a pin in that, because I have some more expansive thoughts on that. But yeah, I agree with your basis on that, but I don't think that would be the scene in the regular season. But all right, Tommy's with it. I'm with Tommy. Would you have said it before the ghost runner, or would you have said the same thing as me? We'd never do this with baseball.
Oh, I would have said we're never doing that. But once you open Pandora's box, you don't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Now, would you go three batters with three swings?
Yeah.
That's where I think you could do the tweaking and where strategy comes in. Or if you just want to do one hitter, I'm cool with that. It doesn't have to be a monstrosity.
I think it should be one hitter.
One hitter?
Just put it on one hitter.
Okay.
Maybe give him five swings or something, or whatever.
Yeah, you could do that.
Or you get five swings.
You know
and
what?
Have multiple. I don't know.
The reason I like the three.
Tiki's warming up to it.
He is.
I'm not. I just don't think it's ever going to happen. I just think the purists are going to say no. Look, I'm not a baseball purist at all. I mean, I'm new to baseball, relatively speaking, in the course of my life. I didn't become a big baseball fan until BT started drilling into my head 8, 10 years ago or so. So like, I get it, but I also understand that there are a lot of baseball purists, man.
Yeah, there are. In real time, though, you brought up the one person as opposed to three. I think you have to go three.
Why?
Because, for instance, I mean, you can make all the jokes about the pressurized stuff. Aaron Judge plays for the Yankees, right? Like, whoever in theory has the best home run hitter will always have the advantage. Mm. At least you kind of make it in a spot where
you have
three swings for three. It balances it out.
Yeah, but if you're playing now the Yankees and you have Aaron Judge. You have Giancarlo Stanton, mm-hmm. and who's their next best? I'm forgetting.
Well, in a couple weeks, it's going to be Suarez.
So you got Suarez, whatever.
or Bellinger,
or Bellinger, whoever. Yeah. Let's say Bellinger because he's actually on the team right now. You're not losing.
No,
they're not, especially grooved pitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, until they lose and everybody crushes them the next day, and we get golden content, Jean.
And I'll be here for this. We're going to get a Chris McMonagle show where he defends Aaron Boone resting Aaron Judge in a swing off because it was his scheduled swing off rest day.
Think about it.
That's great radio. I'd line up for that one.
888-808-1019. Oh, the possibilities.
The Yankees are a joke.
Liam in Yorktown. Liam, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
I just can't believe you guys are really sitting here talking about a swing-off. Swing-off?
I can't believe it either, Liam, but we're here, man.
Swing-off?
Yeah.
A swing-off? It's not even a real thing.
That's like practice,
I mean, it's
Liam.
Banana ball.
That's like practice. We talking practice?
I mean, you say the game has to end sometime. I mean, you guys forget that Jeter dive game against Boston. That was 14 innings.
It was great.
That was a 14-inning game.
Uh-huh,
and especially now with the pitch clock, you know, games are over so quick now. Anyway, I'm not dying for them to end so fast anymore. So we don't need a swing-off. I can't believe we're talking about a swing-off. And we didn't even get to see Judge. You know, Booney was picking a guy out of the stands last night for the swing-off.
Well, Judge was on an airplane. Might have been on the same one Francisco Lindor was on, by the way. Let's not just kill Judge. So a lot of the starters are nowhere to be found.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs?
I'm not going to single out Judge here to feel like I'm picking on him, but everybody
King
gets,
Judge. King Judge.
Well, no one has said it today, so we're going to just donate $20 at the end of the show. I'm not going to just pick on King Aaron Judge because I guess all baseball players do this. I never even realized this, but everybody wants to say, oh, none of the guys in the NBA care about the All-Star game. Because there is a swing-off, do you really need to hop on your PJ to go to Tampa or Bermuda?
This is nothing new, though, in baseball.
Can you hang out for another hour or two?
Like, when is your time off?
They have 4 months off. They don't work
at their season's long, man.
They need the midseason break.
They do. They need a break. They play every night.
For what? Standing around?
Some of these guys were done Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? Sunday afternoon. They're chilling, doing whatever, wherever they're doing. They don't have to be back until probably Thursday morning.
You start telling the starters that are a lot of them are the stars of stars. I'm not talking about Jacob Wilson of the A's here. That they're not allowed to leave after the fifth inning, you watch how many people, like the NFL, start declining going to play in these games.
But I think we're getting to the point, we see it in a lot of things, especially with these All-Star games, where it is becoming increasingly harder to tell millionaire athletes to do stuff. You can't hold them against their will, but you're allowing them to kind of just do whatever they want, too, and then you could get into these hairy situations.
It's not a hairy situation. You don't get enough time off during the year.
But just think of that swing off last night. If Aaron Judge or Ohtani just, you know, didn't fire up the PJ to go wherever they went, and Lindor, whoever was hanging.
No, that would have been great for baseball.
Instead of the guy on Tampa, literally sounded like he made the name up when Aaron Boone said it.
Yeah.
I was like, excuse me? Is that a real player?
And the guy in the Marlins who found out, you know, 6 seconds before because I guess Suarez was hurt and he was the fill-in.
Right.
Look, I would also say this. Last night in that exhibition, if I found out that Aaron Judge was about to be taking cuts in the cage.
This is your worst take. I'm glad I got it out of you because he was texting about this last night.
I'd be furious.
He thinks that a baseball player, no joke, could get hurt swinging a baseball bat 3 times. You are aware that they take batting practice every day.
Okay,
so what's the difference between that and what would have happened last
night? I will explain. We don't like the home run derby stuff, or I've been that with the screw up, the swing, all that. Aaron Judge and those starters have played in the game. They have left the game, and now they did their whole warm-up, whole ramp-up. They removed themselves from a game. It is 2 hours later, basically. And I want them now getting re-geared back up in a batting cage and then taking the 3 swings and then trying to swing out of the shoes where the object is, I have to hit a home run. You are begging for an oblique injury.
Maybe.
Begging for one. So, look, a guy wants to do it. He's in the groove of playing. Is
that was just last night, though.
And because I live
that was just last night.
The idea, exactly. Because if you're playing this in the regular season, you're in the game, I assume, you know, you're doing the whole thing.
Right, you're not chilling.
To win an exhibition game when you've been shut down for 2 hours, I'd be furious if Aaron Rudd stepped foot.
What if it was an off day for one of your star players and then they were in the swing off if this is in the regular season? Would you not put them in the swing off because you don't want them to get hurt?
You have to tell me the context, how important the game is, where the standings are, all of that stuff.
Okay. I'm not trying
to... And also that then you're doing it for at least your team that you're getting paid for playing for, not an exhibition.
I'm not trying to get into the body of a major league athlete, but I don't think, you know, having an hour break and then ramping up to take 3 swings is a big deal.
Okay. Well, until the first guy, again, pulls his own. If Pete Alonso had stepped up there yesterday and, you know, fouled the ball off his toe and broke it, it was out 4 weeks, would you have been happy that he was taking those cuts?
Or Eugenio Suarez, right?
He got hit by a pitch, yeah.
Right.
Would you have been happy?
Sean, he could
Would you have been happy? It's not a Sean.
No. It is a Sean because you are getting a scenario that is obviously could happen during the game. He could slip up on a banana peel after the game. He could get hit by a bus.
It's
what are we talking about?
Crap. Do you want in an exhibition Pete Alonso last night to go rip one, and then he pulls his oblique, and he's not available the next 6 weeks?
That is so. That is such an extreme.
But it can happen. That's the
point. Destination.
No. The point is, you're adding. Anytime you do that, you're adding the percentage that something like that could happen.
I know that, but that was your whole point with the Four Nations, but just look how great that was. Sometimes
great. It was great. And was it great for the Rangers? Did they make the playoffs after that? They may not have anyway.
Okay,
you know. Adam Fox got hurt.
They weren't making the playoffs regardless, but okay.
The point is, those guys got banged up. I don't want to see injuries. Sorry. 888-808-1019. John and Little Neck. John, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Sean?
What's going on, John?
Just wanted to say, I was going to call about Aaron Judge not being in the swing-off last night, and I was going to give a take where they should make it mandatory for the top home run hitters to actually be in the home run derby so that everybody can watch who they want to watch their
right.
home runs.
Uh-huh.
But this idea, I mean, your whole spiel that you gave, you convinced me. You know, they already ruined
you convinced
it.
With, he convinced
with
you.
With this guy on second base. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. At first, I was, this is what you want to see. This is what the fans want to see. People hit home runs.
We'd be on the edge of our seats. And if you're not a hockey fan, thanks for the call, John. If you ever go to UBS or Madison Square Garden or Prudential Center, and it's a regular night in February or March, and that game is tied after an overtime that they've already played, with it, which is gimmicky 3-on-3, like the runner on second, and you get to that shootout, there is not a single person sitting, Tiki.
But hockey doesn't have the same kind of reverenced statistical analysis that lets you judge player versus player across the annals of history.
Sure.
Hockey doesn't have that. Baseball does. It's why people think that you can compare Babe Ruth to Aaron Judge, King Aaron Judge, right? You think that it matters, not taking into account the physicality, the fact that there were no black players, like all these other these things that really affected more than the statistics. But baseball purists love stats.
They do. But how does this affect anything? You're already giving, put it this way, the RBIs.
Because of wins, losses.
All right. Wins and losses.
Exactly.
But Hall of Fame doesn't.
I'm not even talking about Hall of Fame. I'm talking about what the season became. Right? You just happen to not be a good three swing hitter. You know, whatever we're going to call this thing, the swing off,
which is
just not a good swing off hitter. And all of a sudden your team loses four games that it probably could have won if it was played the regular way. And all of a sudden we're judging that player and we're judging the team.
Tiki, if this got to the point where I really felt like too many of teams' games are being determined by this, truly.
Right.
You could probably swing the pendulum. I don't think as many would be determined by that. And again, statistic-wise, is anybody keeping like a sidebar how many RBI we're counting for some of these players in extra innings when they drive in the runner on second that wasn't kind of an earned RBI?
True.
So, Major League Baseball's already done this. They've already let the cat out of the bag with purity.
Did they count that? I don't even know.
Yes, it counts as an RBI.
Counts as an RBI, and does it count as an earned run for the pitcher?
I don't think so. That's a good question. I don't think that's an earned run.
Can't be.
There's no way because it would be an inherited runner, like when you come in and there are guys on base.
Right. That's a good point. Right. It doesn't. But again,
so it's a run, just not an earned run. Yeah.
Nothing.
So it doesn't necessarily affect your ERA.
The only thing a swing off would affect statistically is that no pitcher is getting a win or a loss. But we've already gotten to the point where we don't even give a damn what the win loss records are with pitchers.
Yeah, true.
None of the homers are going to count.
It should mean something, but I get it.
But it doesn't. Right. So nothing in the swing-off other than the win-loss column would exist in that spot. And how many times is this going to happen for a team? Twice a year? I mean, just you do the math. How many times are we sitting there with this runner on second and it doesn't end?
We'd also get mad at the guys throwing the pitches now, these poor fellas that nobody knows, no one would ever talk about.
But maybe the bullpen catcher now has a new role where, man, you're really good at throwing batting practice to groove this, you know? We're not screaming about the hitting coach getting fired because he's better at throwing those balls.
And obviously this would never be in the postseason, just like the runner on second rule. We would never inject that into October because those could go 20 innings. No. That's the drama. That's fine. We're just trying to get through 162 regular season. And it adds fun. I really do. I'm always for like growing the game and like it being cool. Like to me, this is a cool thing.
We would be standing up every single pitch. Nobody would sit for that swing off. And that scene at a Major League Baseball stadium would be awesome. Now it would suck for somebody. Evan Robertson.
How does he score?
Scoring the game.
Yeah.
How do you score a swing off?
I don't know. That's a
How does he put
question.
It in his book after? Exactly.
He'd have to have his own separate swing-off book. Also, this adds another hour to, you know, telling his wife, honey, I'm going to be gone now 4 hours for a baseball game because there could be a potential, and I quote, swing-off.
Could you imagine a swing-off, too, going beyond the three hitters it's tied? Like, there's some potential for some cool stuff to happen. John and Rockaway. John, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
I just wanted to comment on this. Oh, well, thanks for having me. You know, you guys are talking about the swing off. I'm an avid Devils fan. And a few years back, after they implemented the shootout, the Devils went like 0-9 in one season on it.
Right.
I like the idea of, number one, in hockey, the 3-on-3, it's a little gimmicky, but it's the most exciting part of the game if it gets there.
Yeah. I agree.
Same thing with the shootout.
Yeah, the ice is wide
open. I think we lean further into the Manfred rule, and we take away an outfielder, we take away an infielder, cause complete chaos.
That would be crazy.
I mean, you could bunt your way into success.
Yeah.
Right? Without an infielder, you can't do that.
It
works in hockey because it makes it feel like, I don't know, backyard hockey. Pond hockey. Let's play some hockey. We only got, I don't know, 9 guys.
That's
all right,
it.
All and right, we're good.
Yeah, you have an automatic goalie. You go 4-on-4, and that's right. The end of it. You go up and down the ice.
Another thing you could do to sort of progress to the swing off is in the 10th inning, it's regular rules, no runner on second. 11th inning, you do have a runner on second, and then the swing off. That way, in all likelihood, it's going to end in 11 innings because of strategy.
Yeah. However you get there, Tommy, the point is you never really want to have this happen, but when it does happen, it's fun.
It's special.
Unique, and it's special.
Yeah.
And it's a reason not to leave a baseball game early, which the owners love for revenue. So, look, you could agree, disagree on them doing this. I'm telling you, when this new CBA that we keep staring down at in 2 years and whenever it comes up and, you know, oh, we're going to have a strike, a lockout, whatever, we've talked about realignment. You watch last night and the positive reaction it got. I'm gonna die on this hill. It is coming to Major League Baseball's regular season. Anthony in Bridgewater. Anthony, what's up?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, man.
First off, I think if we're gonna do this, we're gonna have to change the name of Swing Off. I don't know. It doesn't really.
I can't get it out.
I don't know.
I'm the same way, Anthony. I can't get it out. I'm like, wait, what am I actually saying?
I'm like awkward saying it. My son and I were talking about it, listening to you guys. I can't go with that. I don't know. The next thing is, how about to negate? I don't know. I'm going with this a little bit, Sean. You had me. When I first heard you, I was like,
"Shut up,
Sean."
What the hell? Sean was like a
bad guy. I actually had collective thoughts today. Yes, I did.
Yeah. And the thing I'll say is, I kind of agree with Lugie. Maybe you add a couple innings to make it legit. But how about this? How about to even out the teams that have good home run hitters if they're used? That one game, they can't be used the next game that you do it. You have to be strategic that way, too.
Right.
So if I use Stanton and Judge against the Mets this weekend, and if I go extra inning against the Orioles the following week, I can't use those two guys. So maybe I don't use
I can see that. You can't be in consecutive swing-offs.
All right.
If we're going to talk about it, and again, this is not a reality. Major League Baseball is not even contemplating this. In fact, I should ask. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, you can ask. You got
But I don't think that this is ever going to happen. But if it was, that there are some teams that have very few home run hitters.
Yes.
Right? Maybe you get 20 out of some of the best players on some of these other teams. But
which I reiterate is why you need to hit 3 guys, so it's not a glaring advantage.
I hear you, but that's an interesting way to get it more balanced.
All right. I'm with him, except for one fatal flaw of that.
What's that?
There's no way, because this is so unique, of making sure that everybody kind of has like an even amount of these played. So if the Yankees had one of these in the Subway Series and they used their 3 big hitters, like he said, and it got to an Oriole game.
Right.
What if the Orioles hadn't had one yet and they could send Gunnar Henderson and company out?
Save it. Spread them out.
So you're saying strategic-wise, don't use all 3 big ones.
Jazz and Goldschmidt. And then the next time around, it's Stanton... I don't know.
Bellinger,
Wells,
Rice,
and Bellinger.
Okay. All right. That makes it a little more better. Yeah. You add the strategy to it because you don't want to say, well, how is that fair that we've played 3 of them and they haven't and they could use their best hitters? I could live with that. That's tinkering. We might be overthinking it a little bit, but I understand. Mm-hmm. Chris in Bayshore. Chris, what's up?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm 61 years old, and I guess I'm a purist. Baseball. It's been a big part of my life, a lot of levels. And I got to tell you, I loved last night. I think I did. I mean, and I think that as I get older and as I watch this stuff, I just, you know, remember the phrase, you know, adapt or die. I mean, I think that at this point, we're kind of at that level. And I think that it is good for, you know, I had my mother-in-law texting me. She was watching. I mean, it was great. So,
Baseball doesn't have that, Chris. You know that. Baseball never has that moment in a regular season.
Exactly, and I think that as long as that's the state of, you know, the game today, I think that we got to look at things like this as norm and a positive. I mean, it was pretty electric last night. You see the guys. I mean, that wasn't fake what those guys were doing outside the dugout.
Right.
So I think that there's some realness to it.
There you go. It's about fun. Baseball's a kid's game. It's about having fun. It's about entertaining. Tiki, we're 43 minutes in. I don't think my idea sounds so crazy that Major League Baseball is considered this.
I'm not saying it's crazy. I'm just saying it's never going to happen.
I'm telling you it is. And even if they say no today,
I just can't see it.
I couldn't see the Ghost Runner.
Well, the Ghost Runner, I mean, I get it. The games were going so damn long. And so you're exhausting bullpens. You were compromising your teams for next day or two. In fact, so you kind of needed some way to end games quicker.
And so it started during the pandemic too, didn't it? Ghost Runner that in 7-inning doubleheaders,
yeah, 2020. Right, I was looking at the stats; it was telling me the average length in 2019, and then it changed obviously in 21.
So yeah, that all it takes is a unique moment in history to change your mindset. And here we are, 5 years removed from the Ghost Runner, and the more people that complain about it the amount of people that complain about it are less and less every year. I would have 2000, 2005, 2010.
Except for the purist. Evan always complains about it.
Yeah, and Evan used to complain that he wanted the pitchers hitting and then running around in their jackets around second base.
But I think the reason he complains about it is because the Mets have been historically bad hitting with runners in scoring position. So it doesn't help them to have the Manfred man.
And I think Met fans would be behind a swing-off. I mean, they have the Fab Four. You only got to pick three of them. 888-808-1019.
I think Evan really misses the double switch in the scorebook. I mean, he's a purist. As far as what the other caller brought up in terms of, like, if you use your star players or your power hitters and you can't use them the next game, I think it's just as intriguing to see your, like, 7-8-9 hitter try to do a home run derby.
Well.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to will one of these guys to hit a home run.
You can't. That's where you go too far. You cannot have this event and Oswald Peraza go up there taking hacks. That's where I do leave the stadium. I go to Billy's for a beer.
I think that's almost as good a theater. I do. Come on. Hockey, there's never a team or something that has to throw out guys that aren't the greatest or most skilled goal
scorers. Once you get past the three, like if it's tied after three, you had that classic Ranger shootout with that first year it happened with Marek Malik winning it at the end. You went how many skaters deep? Yeah, if it got to that point and you were tied, then it's great theater, but you can't start off with
those guys. Is where I think you're a little bit of a hypocrite.
Why?
You screamed about Clark Schmidt getting his no-hitter.
Uh-huh.
Why can't some random Yankee have his swing-off moment?
He could have his moment if it's tied and we have one of those moments.
That's what
we would eventually get.
Yeah.
But you can't start with them as one of your three hitters. You're paying to stay. Right. Like, oh, my God. It's, you know, Yankees, Dodgers, and Interleague, and Judge and Otani are part of a swing-off? Are you kidding me? You can't get on an airplane early then. Victor in Harlem. Victor, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So listen, Sean, I respectfully disagree about the swing-off, but here's the good news. If it's an awful idea, chances are higher MLB will do it. And here's what I mean. You guys keep talking about them caring about purists and everything. Well, I can't speak for every purist, but I'm a baseball purist. I would say the majority of purists wouldn't want PEDs to have the records that they hold,
I would say that purists, you have to accept it.
I agree. I would say purists would have wanted the Astros to be punished for their cheating. They weren't. I would say that the purists don't like the man on second rule. And here's the thing: as bad as MLB is with keeping their long-time fans happy, they're just as bad attracting new fans. I mean, Apple TV streaming, is that even the top five streaming services out there?
Hey, you leave Severance fans alone, Victor.
Okay, sorry, but that's it.
All right, thanks, Victor. Thanks for the call. He does bring up good points, though.
Right.
Every time there's a change, we scream about purity and think about how many things are not pure in baseball
anymore. So much has actually changed.
Which, I'm telling you, this is what I'm leaning on. Everything always sounds crazy until you start to put it in context. I didn't know 24 hours ago what a swing-off was. I didn't know 28 hours ago what a swing-off was. I didn't know what a swing-off was until Jason Stark tweeted about it, and then I saw it. Then I hated it, and by hating it, I realized why it's coming to baseball and why eventually I'd love it.
So now I'm confused. You hate it, and you're arguing for it to come to baseball, or like it now after thinking about it, and you want it to come to baseball?
I hated it in All-Star Game form because of no stars. But I didn't hate that the Stars didn't compete. I understood what was going on.
Got it.
I thought last night was kind of boring how it ended. I know everybody yelled about it, but I realized, Tiki, when I was on social media, I was in the minority.
Right.
And once I realized that, you have to be, you know.
Because it was the home run derby that they wanted to see the night before.
You have to be open-minded, even if you're a wet blanket noodle like me. All right? And looking at that, I realized, wait a minute. I hated the runner on second, and now I like it. Wait a minute. They're complaining that Judge isn't there. I agree that he shouldn't be there. Like, I didn't have a problem with him doing it, but there is a way for him to do this.
Right.
And I came to this conclusion that it's coming, and would I like it if it came? Yeah, I think I would. I think I would, because I just want to be entertained at these games. And there's enough damn baseball games.
Right.
Can you stop with the there was no Stars in it? If all the guys were available last
Schwarber's
night,
a star.
Schwarber and Alonso would still be right. One of the three. It would be Ohtani, Schwarber, and Alonso.
Look, to be fair, and I'm not even doing like an anti-Met thing, Pete never got to swing last night, so I'm based on the five. Schwarber was awesome. Rooker is fine. I just mean, like, you know, the top five players in baseball weren't in this list. And I don't have a problem that they weren't in it, but right, you would but have an opportunity in the regular season for them to perform for their teams if this came up.
Yeah, but Schwarber and Alonso are two of the best sluggers, and I still think you'd go slugger than star, no. Even if it came to the regular season.
Potato, potato.
It's not really potato, potato.
I don't disagree with you, but when you start rattling off the top five, six, seven stars in baseball, most of them would do this swing off. Kyle Schwarber, you're right. Kyle Schwarber's one of the, and Alonso, two of the greatest home run hitters, probably top 20 players in baseball, no doubt about it. We only saw one of them hit last night.
Mm.
All right?
Right.
Who the heck? There were two guys last night, think about that, represented the Florida teams that, unless you are a diehard fantasy baseball player or like you're so invested in betting player props, you had no idea who the hell they were until they were elected to the All-Star team. Come on. Let's be real.
Yeah, I thought, I was thinking Randy Arozarena, who's on Seattle now. Yeah, I don't know. The guy on Tampa, we'll just call him the guy on Tampa.
Yeah.
I don't know who the heck that was.
He came up, and I didn't even remember him being in the game. I didn't even remember him tipping his cap.
Yeah, he was there because he had to be there.
I didn't remember him playing the Yankees as a member of the Rays.
No one was more surprised than that guy when his name got called. Pitch to Johnny. You can't pitch to Johnny. I'm Johnny.
Exactly. 888-808-1019. So we continue to take your calls on this.